I'll be happy to. There's our flag over there. Please rise.
All right, let's call a meeting order.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather as community and to do the business of our city. Lord, be with the families of those present and those that are involved in our airport during this special time of the year. Lord, bless them and keep them and bring us all back safely after these holidays. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to live in a country where we can be part of this kind of process and have something to do with what goes on day to day. We thank you and ask for your blessings in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, Madam Secretary, I've got a call for the roll.
Cody Bossert.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Klein.
Here.
Jeff Savage.
Here.
Howard.
Rohrbacher.
Rohrbacher.
Real easy. Here.
Rohrbacher.
Very German.
You go by Howie.
Go by Howie.
We have four.
I did that.
That's official now. It's on tape. You go by Howie.
Well, I did that for years when my dad was still alive. He passed away back in November.
And Jerry is president.
Don't hurt Howie for stepping on your foot.
I confessed, but you had it stuck up under my side of the table. I didn't know you were that long-legged.
I just have a short torso.
Only if you missed was the invocation and the roll call.
Do you want some eggnog?
And the votes make you.
Would you like some eggnog?
It's got no nog.
It's got
mostly
no
egg.
I'm sorry. Do we have any more? Oh.
It was also a vote to make you responsible for a lot of things if you're late.
I'm not late. It's not even important.
Hey, we were here. Randy okay. And I have been here since 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We put it up. New life.
Autopilot.
Exactly.
Well,
so we came when we were usually back.
We got for a cell phone and email.
Exactly.
All right. How about consideration of minutes of previous meeting? Do you have any additions or corrections? Anybody want to make a motion to approve the minutes? Makes a motion. Second.
I wasn't here.
I'll second it.
Okay. I wasn't here either, so.
I was here. Looks all right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Well, let's introduce our everybody know, anybody not know Howard Rohrbacher?
Met Matt a couple times with Jerry at the restaurant.
You know Chuck? You know
Chuck. Yep. Yep. And haven't met the nice lady at the end of the table, but
tell us in 5 words or less why you want to be on the airport board.
Because you're here.
Besides that, what about me? 4 words.
I'm
interested in this place.
My license has expired, but I still enjoy aviation. I've flown right seat in Jerry a little bit. He's a fairly decent pilot. We got back. Thank goodness I wasn't with him when it came apart, because it probably never got the stain out of the car or out of his cockpit. But you know, I think this airport's got an awful lot of potential, and I just like to be part of trying to see it get to the goals that are going to be set.
Very good. Welcome aboard. I said before.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Randy.
All right, unfinished business.
Unfinished business. Talk about the master plan. We received some minor comments back from the FAA. We're still waiting on comments from FDOT, and once we get those, we'll address those concurrently and resubmit. I received the new aerial today, and it's huge. It's suitable for framing. We'll be able to put it up and replace that one, the other one down there, and then we'll get a third one that's a lot larger. But it was shot in basically late summer 2013, shows the new road that goes through the west side. And we'll start to incorporate that in all of our documents. So.
Any questions? Board on airport?
I should note that Bob Overby from RSNH, a consultant that's doing the master plan for us, he is in the audience, so if you do have any questions.
There he is. Okay. Got your assistant with you?
Yeah, this is my daughter, Kate. She's in middle school, and part of the thing they have to do every year is attend a specific meeting per semester, so.
Well, you picked the best one.
Yeah. We'll make it a good one.
Yeah, let's get in a big fight.
Let's talk about minimum standards.
Don't start dancing like a snake. Yeah. Okay, fuel farm project.
Fuel farm project. All right. Two bids were received. One from FuelTech, $591,000. The other one was MDM Services at $868,000.
$590,000.
Even at $591,000, it's still $191,000 over our budget. So that being said, the selection committee scored FuelTech at 89.5, which was the low bidder had the highest score. We started to negotiate with FuelTech. We asked for some cost-saving measures. The list that they provided that are feasible that we can do are, it brings it down to $549,000. So working with our engineer and our purchasing agents, we're trying to figure out the best course of action. We've been in contact with FDOT. They do have the grant money.
For $300.
For the additional. So, like if at the current $549,000 with the cost saving measures, we could fund it fully at that rate. We need to make sure that it's competitive, and we need some additional research. There are three options, basically. We can rebid the whole project. We can carve out the infrastructure from the fuel tanks and do that as separate projects, or we can simply award the project as is by requesting some additional funding through FDOT. We're trying to figure out what the best option is going to be and the most expeditious option. Right now we're just waiting for some additional numbers from FuelTech on the cost of just the fuel tanks alone, and if we can just do a direct purchase through them and rebid out the infrastructure portion. Because in speaking with FuelTech, who is the prime bidder on the project, their expertise is not in infrastructure. It's not in concrete. It's not in asphalt. And we think that some of their prices are a little overinflated.
Did they include sales tax?
No, it's a direct purchase. They're the actual manufacturer. FuelTech is.
Of the tanks.
Of the tanks, yeah.
They're supplying all the hardware?
Yeah, it's turnkey.
The pumps and everything?
Pumps, piping, everything.
Well, breaking it into components would certainly help you understand where the cost is. I think the fuel farm, the way we've got it now, with the addition of the self-serve, which is another component, and then all of the other components, I think if you can break it out, you have a better opportunity to look and see, because the self-serve portion could certainly be left out.
Yeah.
You could add that back anytime.
Yeah.
You have to do the asphalt and have to do the concrete.
It's the pad for the tanks, and it's the approach for the fuel trucks and the self-serve for the aircraft.
The triple wall tank?
Double wall. Double.
So you don't need the container?
Correct. Yeah. You have an interstitial space.
What do we need to decide?
Well, I was hoping that I'd have an answer by this meeting. Under new business, there's a approved supplemental JPA for the fuel farm project, but I didn't get the numbers in time. So this is more of an advisory item for now, and we'll just continue this on to the next meeting in January.
Okay. Next.
Industrial park marketing effort. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we can do on the west side. It's been brought up at city council meetings. I think it was brought up when we did the master plan presentation at the last council meeting that the airport was on the agenda. And some of the comments were that they wanted to see additional signage. They wanted to do some additional tree cutting and clearing and limbing and make it more presentable for marketing efforts. We're looking into the tree clearing. We've stepped up the maintenance on the grass cutting around it. We're working with the CEP on some signage, just some directional signage, although that really won't bring people there or convince them to lease here. But we're also doing some additional marketing items. We're going to be showing at another NBAA conference, actually exhibiting it, the Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference. And we're trying to get the CEP to be more active in their marketing of the property.
Who was the guy that spoke at City Council and talked about the marketing? Who was that?
Now, that was Kevin Sheely. He's the CEO?
CEP.
CEO of the CEP.
Yeah, I guess it. That's his
title. Yeah. Basically, the Chamber EDC. Economic Partnership, Marion County, State of the California. The old EDC.
What about the, we're looking at clearing trees off the land and stuff like that?
A lot of the council members would like to see that, especially out on 40. We have a hard time doing that because we'd be in violation of the tree ordinance.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, we've cut trees down out here like they're going out of style. I don't know why, as developers, if I couldn't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that is the least bit of a concern to a tenant. If I mean, if I want to be there, I'm going to lease that property. I might like the trees. I might be able to incorporate some of them in the tree count and all that kind of stuff. So taking the trees down to me would seem to be, nobody's going to, dirt's dirt. They're not going to, we're wasting money cutting trees down.
I think playing devil's advocate, when I drive by, I don't really realize what it is. I mean, it looks like just another city function to me. It doesn't look like a place for me to go out and lease. And I think that was the discussion at the city council meeting. It was not so much cutting them as it was lifting the limbs so that you could kind of get a view underneath.
Yeah.
Which
well, you can put signage up on each one of them, like lots you're doing on development.
Yeah, well, I don't think people know that. It may be a map-type sign that shows mm-hmm. the lots and available. Or
turnaround or something that's off the road.
I drove by there for a year and didn't really know what it was.
You're talking about the property on 4th Street. Yeah.
I mean, it looked to me like it was just, for the longest time, I thought it was a toilet sign. I thought it was... We go in there and dump your garbage, and then I saw the signs come up.
Kurt, you're absolutely right about that.
I think the sign to me does not do what it should do. Mm-hmm. It just tells people we have lots back here for sale or for lease.
You do some judicious pruning in there, and people say, oh, something's going on here. Then the sign stands out, maybe you get a phone call.
Sign's a nice sign, it's just that it looks like it's maybe a completed subdivision. It doesn't tell me, hey, you can go in there and rent a lot.
Limb some of that stuff up.
If you cut all the trees down, make a cow pasture out of it, and it would do the same thing, it'd be able to find, you still wouldn't know it was.
I mean, it looks like it's just, it doesn't look like it's for lease.
Signage is the answer. But, the realtors know it's for lease. Mm-hmm. If we're telling them that certainly the CEP people know it's for lease.
One thing we are pursuing is a broker policy. We don't have anything on the books right now. We need to make it official. We're a government agency. Everything has to be official. So we come up with a nice single-page broker policy, figure out the percentage. I think that'll certainly help in the marketing efforts.
So they're not using realtors. Now, currently,
we're not contracted with anybody right now. That's correct.
We don't contract.
Well, with a single broker. I mean, we'll talk to him. If you're a broker and you're going to bring us a job, we'd absolutely sure. talk to you. So, but we haven't signed a contract with anyone in specifically to market the property. A single brokerage agency.
Is that the best way to go?
Well, I think so. I mean. Even as a broker, which I don't actively pursue anymore, I always got a broker when I was buying something, just sort of to have somebody to be the bad guy or be the intermediary. Mm-hmm. If I want to make a really low ball offer on something, then let him do it. And I,
yeah,
we've got a bad guy thing, So.
Well, there's brokers, and some of them specialize more in industrial type property. Mm-hmm. I think you'd probably need to do an RFP kind of. solicitation of brokers and have somebody go through them and look at the people that really have expertise in selling industrial property.
Well, Howie's a broker. I mean, I think he probably has some ideas on how to broker.
Yeah, if you've got a shining star in this special category, airport development property.
There won't be anybody here. But
I don't think you'll find anybody lower. And you got industrial brokers all over the place. But I think as long as the brokerage community knows that if they bring somebody here, they're protected, that their client that they brought here can't wait 3 months and then go around them. You come up with a firm client registration program or form that says, okay, broker ABC came in with XYZ builder or tenant, they're going to be protected, no matter if it takes 6 months or a year to get the project put together, and they're going to make X dollars of a commission. I think it works either way. There are some companies around that specialize in airport properties. Mm-hmm. You've met David Neubauer and the guys out of Minnesota up mm-hmm. there that master leased an entire airport up in Canada and developed it out totally. So there are some of these people out there too. You just got to reach them.
We've been through that solicitation process already once.
Yeah.
It was long and bloody.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, we'll keep this item on the agenda and we'll just keep carrying it forward and just have an open discussion about it.
Well, I don't know that carrying it forward is anybody's advantage. I think the idea of going to all of the brokers, publishing and mailing and telling and letting them come in and meet you and talk to you. And
I don't agree. I don't know what it takes to establish a policy, but if you get something,
a policy and make sure everybody knows that they can.
Hey, they're protected now. They're not going to be forgotten, and it may be 6 months down because none of this stuff moves fast.
Right.
What did this outfit do up there in Minnesota?
They master leased an entire airport and developed it out. There was some residential property in there. There was some commercial property in there. And they developed the entire thing out.
Is it as developers or brokers?
No, it's developers.
Brokers.
It's two brothers out of Ormond Beach. I can get their names. David Neubauer, who I'm affiliated with, put the deal together for them. And they've both been over here. As a matter of fact, they came in and looked at Jambalaya when it was all.
Well, that's very similar to what we tried to do in the original process when we had brokers all over the place and trying to find one broker to handle the whole airport and do the whole turnkey development of the airport.
That did get very bloody.
That's tough. This group was basically the development team, and they just went to the city of whatever, I forget the name of it, I apologize, I know it's going to come up, and just master leased the entire airport from soup to nuts.
We went down that same road and got to a point where nobody ever could make a decision.
Yeah.
It was competition between, I know Castro was in it and two or three others, and there was a lot of gunslinging going on and people wanting this and that. And, you know, eventually it amounted to nothing. And in the meantime, while we were doing that, there was a couple of tenants
that
while we were arguing. But I like the idea, rather than picking a broker, Bill Smith, of having a policy where any broker in town can bring something to you or to the city and whatever, and be
fully protected.
If they come in and say, hey, I don't have a listing or anything else, but I got a guy who wants to buy a lot, I'm going to ring in there and show it. I just want to make sure if I show it, I'm going to get paid my commission.
And you get some marketing material put together showing the lots, the uses, the utility lines, and where all that goes?
Yes.
You have like a brochure on it?
Yes, actually. A nice, bring it.
I don't know who
it's a nice holder.
You would have to establish what the commission to a broker, and whether it's
that'd be part of the broker policy. Yeah, that'd be in the policy.
Whether it's for the entire lease amount, or it's first year, or
there's variables in it. I mean, I'm doing a deal with the Publix now that it's just going to be a lease that I put together, and we're going to receive a percentage of the first 10 years of the lease. And it's going to be a 20-year lease, but we're not going to participate in the backside of the last 10. But one thing that Matt could do is, once you've established this policy, I know the Board of Realtors would love to have you come before them over there on 14th Street and meet with them. They have their monthly or semi-monthly meetings or whatever they do over there. Now, I'm not a realtor. I'm a broker. I do not participate because most of the brokers over there are residential.
Mm-hmm.
And but they do have a very specialized group that are commercial and manufacturing and stuff like that. Gus Galloway comes to mind right away. And there's several of them that I think would be more than happy to meet with you.
Well, let me follow up your CCIM.
Yeah.
With the candidates to do this. There's probably 6-8 of those in town now. Gus, Fannin Weechens, Van Aken.
Yeah. Van runs the gauntlet from soup to nuts. He covers it all. Yeah.
Just people that are CCIM. Yeah.
Well, but bear in mind, from your perspective, we're an advisory board.
We can't
really do anything with anything other than
make
a recommendation to the city council. So anything that we're talking about here relative to contracts and all that, it's basically going to be through the city attorney and be done at the council level.
Well, let me do this. Let me get that broker policy drafted, and I'll bring that to the next meeting. We'll get that approved, and we'll send it up to council for approval.
And that you do with the city attorney.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've got some examples that we can start with.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest that that's the first place they're going to go or want to go. So, yeah. If you get that.
Any contract will go through.
But the marketing of it probably would fall under your purview. That, once you've got the policy established, if you want to go meet with whoever it is, that's totally your call.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Marketing could be here, it could be through the CEP.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're vitally interested in finding spots for people who bring jobs and do what they
have. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Only difference we have here, we're leasing the land rather than selling it.
Brings up another point. Did I read something in the paper where there is a way that the FAA mm-hmm. will let you sell the property?
Yes. We've got some acreage on the west side that is non-aviation in use, and it has been released by the FAA. We can sell it. It was related to the American Fresh Farm deal. That's still in the books. We can still sell it, find a new buyer. 130, 140. It's right midfield on the far west side.
But if we were to do that, it's no longer FAA's. It's not airport.
It's not airport anymore.
The city will sell it, and all the money will go right to the general fund.
No. The airport will sell it. The money stays on the airport and will actually go to fund the matching grant for the terminal. But all that property, if we sell it, it stays on the airport.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Even though it's not part of the FAA anymore.
Has American Fresh Farm gone anywhere?
No, they haven't. They haven't.
I mean, anywhere. Anywhere in the world.
I think what the major does is manufacturing to test the
Just to clarify, the property that we're speaking of is still part of the airport. It is still under FAA purview. It is available to sell. Once it's closed on, once there's a transaction, then it's not part of the airport anymore, and it's
The funds flow back into the
and the funds that from the sale goes back to the airport.
And what type of matrix and timeline do you have if somebody walks and sells on about 25 acres on the west property? Is it cumbersome, or is it something that can move quick?
If they wanted to buy 25 acres out there, it'd probably take about 2 to 3 months to get through the system. Because we'd have to, it'd be a new parcel. It'd be a new application for that small of amount. I'd rather lease them 25 acres and sell 25 at this point. The larger the acreage, the easier it is for us to sell it.
The problem with that is that the lease is not desirable to most tenants.
I've seen leases at airports for non-aviation parcels for huge corporations and small corporations, and they're leasing left and right. You look at the Hernando Airport, and they are incredibly successful with their industrial non-aviation leasing program, and they've got tenants all over the place. And that development down at Hernando is pays for the aviation on that airport. So
until you run out of things to buy,
it all depends. I mean, the bigger the corporation, the larger the acreage, the harder it is to lease it, because then the return, the money that they would be spending on the lease over the term of the lease would essentially equal far greater amount than what they would pay if they were to buy it outright. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the smaller parcels would be happy to lease.
So it's probably a case-by-case basis.
It's got to be.
Depends on who it is or what it is or whatever. And 3 months is the time that he gives you, but if Boeing wants to set up a shop here to make hinges for doors or something, they'd probably figure out how to do it in about a month for 2 weeks. So, but we need to, is there anybody's looked at Fernando County or really?
I've been there often.
Take a look at what's there.
We've done some trips down there. They have a new manager down there. I've met with him a couple times personally.
Is that the one on Spring Hill, corner Spring Hill 41?
Brooksville Airport.
Yeah.
Fernando County.
I think it is.
Actually, it's their broker policy that.
If you got one to copy, it's right here in Florida. That's a good place to start.
Yep.
Say another good one, the city of Bartow. Didn't you come down there many years ago?
Yeah, we went to Bartow.
I saw that with Scotty.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yep. All right, next.
Next.
Airport engineering consultant selection.
Yes, we're going to go out to the advertisement in January, selection will be in February. Jeremy McLaughlin was identified the last board meeting to sit on the selection committee. I was just going to remind Jerry of that. But we're still moving forward with that. On the terminal parking lot, I was gone, Jerry was gone, we weren't able to meet up. We still have that to take care of, to talk about that development. I did meet on site with the contractor, and it's possible we can push that the wash bay off away from the building site. So there's some options on there. And then again, of course, the car rental agreement will get together on that.
It might be worthwhile to tie it in with the fuel tank concrete work.
With the FDOT grant, it's got to be separate.
Separate for one can be fuel tank, and the other is just another bid that's being paid. I'm just saying the work goes simultaneous.
Right. Just paid differently.
I don't know what the concrete work was, but say it was $50,000. It'd be a lot more attractive if it's 100 than it is if it's 50.
Good point.
Okay, the business.
Ground lease for Townley Manufacturing. We'll go out of order here. Let's talk about the existing Townley Manufacturing building. Their lease expired about a month ago. And using the standard lease agreement, the new lease terms, it's 0.66 acres. It's a 10-year lease with 1 5-year extension. The rate is based on a per acre rental value of the land set at $11,500 per acre. That's the current rate that they're paying right now when the lease expired. It's still fair market for that size.
How much?
$11,500 at 0.66 an acre.
What are you doing, taking the appraised value? And
that's the cap rate. That's the rental value, not the sale value.
Yeah, I have to announce a conflict here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because represent the Townley is in it, and I just see a Townley walked in.
Just in the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time.
Yep.
That's a good time to raise the rent.
So their current lease rate is based on the rental value per acre of $11,500 per acre per year. So 11.5 times 0.66 is 5,000 something. That's what they pay for the ground lease.
Well, they had a sweetheart deal.
That's what all the terminal. I mean, that's very similar to all of the other
things. Trying to get me for a lot more than that.
I don't think so. You were about 8,000 6 years ago?
60,000 was the rate you were using.
No. That was the price per acre, and then we took a cap rate on that probably around 8.5%. So 8.5% times, 60,000, whatever that is.
I don't have a calculator.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Left at the car.
Anyway, that was.
I got one here. Forgot about this thing.
Remember, this is the rental value at 11.5. which means that the per acre sale value, I think it was around $180,000 an acre or something like that.
You were saying the 11,000 though was the acreage value. That was confusing me.
Oh yeah, no, I understand. So it's if Townley were to lease 1 acre, it'd be $11,500 a year. But the rate is $11,500 per acre. Multiply that times the acreage, and that's what we come up with the annual the rate. So, but it's a renewal. It was a 30-year lease that expired. Now we're looking at a 10 with 1 5-year extension. I'll combine this with the new hangar that Townley is proposing to construct. We're looking at about 1.5 acres on the south side of Alpha 7. There's a picture depicting the area on the next page, highlighted in red. It's a 30-year lease with 2 5-year extensions. This area has a significant amount of infrastructure that's required to get it to be able to build a hangar on there. It needs road access, tree clearing, the grade has to be built up, which is why the rental value is actually set at $5,000 per acre per year, because of the amount of infrastructure required to go into it to make it work. This location benefits us mainly because the access would come off of where the Hexaport access is located, and that'll help open up the whole area south of that for additional development in the future.
Who's doing the taxiway and the fill and all that stuff? The city or the family?
That would be the responsibility of the tenant. Essentially, if you're familiar with the East Coast Aviation hangar there in the picture, it's only at the top right-hand side. They were interested in doing something very similar to that size hangar. We actually looked at a number of different locations. We looked at placing it on the north side of Alpha 7, right next to the current Leon hangar. That was the original... No, help me out.
NADA.
Thank you. NADA Airlines hangar. It won't work at that location. It can't fit the size hangar that we want there and still be able to get underneath the imaginary airspaces coming off of the main runway. So pushing on the south side there and shifting it a little further to the east gets us under the airspace that we need to be
able. We have that one hangar that was kind of erroneously built from further south. It is in that area now.
It's just below.
It's below.
See, it's the... I do a quick lesson on this board.
What we have to do, Brian, thank you.
Yeah. What we have to do is stay below what's called a transitional airspace. So you have center line of the runway right here. You go 500 feet out, and that's your primary surface. And at that point, that's where the airspace comes up at a 7-to-1. Slope, and the terrain can be anything like that. As long as you stay below that 7-to-1, you're fine. So Brian's hangar is probably that close, right here, and it's a relatively low hangar. And I think the roof line actually comes within a foot of the 7-to-1, if I remember correctly. The other hangar, looking at Alpha 7, it penetrated it. This is not the scale. But that's essentially what you're looking at. So 500 feet off the center line is the primary surface, and then 7-to-1 comes up. This is what you have to stay under. So the further away from the runway, the lower the terrain or the finished floor elevation, the better off.
Well, and still keeping in mind all of that space there for future ramp for the... the terminal building,
yep,
which is not that far north, is not a bad idea either. When you get south of that, you know, it's not really as much required because this taxiway is going to ultimately shift over.
This taxiway?
fiscal year.
Nope. Actually, in the master plan, we're abandoning that relocation in favor of building the new one on the west side.
Okay. That makes more sense, and then, because there's nothing wrong with it, you just simply replace it. Gives us more access.
So that being said, I know that the Victor, thank you. Mr. Townley is here to discuss it, answer any questions. But I would ask the board to approve these two lease terms and forward it on to City Council.
So move. Second.
There's a vice chairman.
Oh, you've abstained.
I've abstained. So who's the vice chair?
I am.
Jerry, you run the meeting.
We have a motion and a second.
And you can't make the motion. But that's okay. Motion, I can second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Congratulations. Thank you. When's the council going to be on?
We have to finalize the document. Hopefully it'll be January 7th. We'll be pushing. It'll be the meeting after January 7th.
All right. What date is that?
2 weeks after January 7th.
January 7th is what, a Tuesday?
Yes. City Council meets the first and third Tuesday.
21st. Yep.
Excellent. Okay.
I guess I'll back on. All right.
We're gonna.
He had a coup d'etat. He's not relinquishing.
SJPA.
Yeah, we're gonna skip over 6C. I don't have it to present.
Sublease landmark and is this a Bruce Corner restaurant?
Yes, this is. It's about Time Bistro.
What is the time?
Times of Spice.
No, he gave the name of it. Cute.
It's about time.
It's about time.
It's about time. Okay.
It's about time.
It's about time.
The time spelled T-H-Y-M-E.
Which is like spicy.
Does everybody have the sublease agreement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The restaurant was publicly advertised. We had about four people interested in it. When it came time to submit bids or proposals, Landmark only received one, and that was from It's About Time Bistro. Tracine and Bruce got together and they came up with an agreement. The agreement's in front of you, and that hasn't stopped Bruce from working on the place. It's quite impressive. Yeah, thank you. It's quite impressive. I don't know if you peeked in there, but they've completely torn it apart. They're redoing everything. Personally, I think it's what the space needs. It needs a new identity and certainly a steam cleaning, and that's what they're doing.
The big question is, are they going to have any hamburgers?
I think they will.
I already talked to him about that. We did.
But I'll tell you what, when Bruce comes in here, I'll let him address that. So.
I have a conflict.
That's the litmus test in the airport. My Pepper. Destination is there.
Bruce is my wife's first cousin.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and there's some sandwiches.
So you eat his hamburgers, so you have a conflict, right?
Bruce, we're just saying hamburgers are the litmus test of all airport restaurants.
That's what I have heard. Everybody says hamburger, hamburger, hamburger.
That's what it is, the $100 hamburger.
But you don't get a charge for you.
Oh, I can't charge that. That's
what it costs to buy one, flying.
Okay, because I was going to start getting something eating in here.
Take it.
Well, speaking of burgers, since we're there, all of the beef that I'm going to use is going to be served by Angus, whether it's the roast beef or the burgers. The burger would be 8 ounce, and I've got about 8 different burgers on the menu. One, I guess, big change is I'll have 9 salads on the menu. Salads can be topped with seared ivy tuna, shrimp, chicken, or ribeye steak strips. All my produce comes in local and regional. It's all green leaf lettuce, spring mix. The
none of the vegetables have been gassed. They all come from farms. My bread comes in every 2 days. It will be different breads. I have pasture bread coming in. Some brioche buns for the hamburgers. I will always have a hot meal, lunch meal of the day, which could go from fried chicken to chicken marsala to meatloaf, and that will change every 2 weeks. I'm thinking by what everybody has told me before, Tuesdays used to be meatloaf day, and everybody showed up, and Fridays used to be fish day, and I'm going to do fish and chips on Fridays. We will have homemade desserts. You can also always get a ribeye steak or a different kind of chicken breast. We will also have sides with it, which will be a side of the day. We'll do a starch, we'll do a couple of vegetables. So we have a rotation for all of that. And then there will also be a soup of the day.
Cool. What's your price point going to be?
Looking at the last menu, it looked like most of them were even. The highest I was going up was $1 more. In fact, it's not a great change.
Well, we're excited.
Yes.
They have been putting in some long, hard hours in there.
Yeah.
Could you speak to some of the improvements you're making to the actual facility?
Yes. The whole color scheme will completely change. We're putting in new flooring, new seats. There'll be round bistro tabletops. It was kind of a nightmare. I mean, we pressure cleaned the floor seven times as of yesterday. It's completely clean. It's completely sanitary. I have no problem with once we're done with any inspection or anything like that. But
that's about your background.
I've been a chef for 13 years. Strange career change, but it's something here more than 18. I think I learned to cook just because I would go everywhere else and go, wow, 308 no gala. So I learned to cook. I was lucky enough to get a job at the Test Kitchen of Ale House, which is in Altamont. I've worked for Olive Garden, and then I've been an executive chef for 4 different restaurants. I'm actually still on staff, although I haven't worked there for 5 months, on the staff of the Lions Hospital as the chef. Not Chef Dan, but kind of say. They don't walk in my restaurant.
This is your first, your own deal? Your first own restaurant?
My first owned restaurant, yes. I have managed and been executive chef for 4 different restaurants.
Okay. Any other questions?
One thing I will say is I have been catering with my own company for 12 years. And one of the things that I have done is in-flight catering, which I think will help here because now I'm right here. And we're going to get together and work on the in-flight.
That was a big loss for the other people that have been in here for years. It's a lot of income on catering that was never...
They never capitalized on it.
Before, they just take the presentation and couldn't. But, you know, I put Bruce up with Ned Judd and trying to get the Ned Judd's contract. Once he gets that, anybody else is happy with whatever they're doing with that.
Great. So staff requests the approval of sublease between Landmark and It's About Time Bistro.
Also moved.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
I think you all have any questions. You have my number, so you're more welcome to
give me. Never thought of the theme of the, what was it, the 94th Aero Squadron, when you can listen to the tower kind of thing?
Actually, somebody just said that yesterday, and I said, well, that is a good idea. Maybe a certain day, like on the weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to have you work the tower.
Okay. There you go. Some people find that interesting.
Most people that come in here out of airplanes don't want to hear the tower.
Don't want to hear the tower. Yeah, never mind.
When do you think you'll be open? The latest will be January the 3rd. We're shooting for the 2nd right now.
That's right away.
So we don't have long, but we'll be cranking until then.
Very good.
And I need to see all of y'all's faces when you get there.
We'll be here.
All right.
That was a good $100 hamburger. It was a really good shot.
Right. You've talked to the EAA chapter, which always has a breakfast. I presume he needs to
Yeah, she's kind of filling me out everything.
Some of the, yeah.
Who's that? I think we get breakfast out here for people. That was something that I never was with either of the operators in the past impressed with.
Well, that's another thing is I will be up for 7 to 6.
That was part of the, when we put the requirements out, we changed the hours to, because we did have a lot of complaints with no breakfast, quality breakfast.
And we'll also,
the minimum was 7 to 4, but right. Bruce thinks he's going to go ahead and get the 7 to 7 right away.
Because I really think with the hits and OPS over here, that 7 at night will draw some more people in.
Yeah.
Especially on Thursdays and Sundays.
Get some of those retirement communities, early bird people.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, super.
Thank you very much.
Do what we can to help you out. What's next, Sarah?
Fuel and ops. So fuel deliveries, 2013 through November, we're showing about 6.6% total over year-to-date numbers. That's great. We're still showing an increase. Excuse me. If December pans out like last year, we'll be around 600,000 gallons on the year. Operations are okay. We're still looking like we will be a little over last year, but not by much. We might hit 53,000-54,000, which is a lot less than the 100,000 that we need to be at.
We get to the year end, it would be interesting if you could get us a comparison to these burdens and the
I will have
airports
that.
Within. You have them all, I guess, won't you?
Yeah, I'll have all of them by
all the tower GA kind of airports.
I'll have all the numbers for every airport in the nation by the January meeting. I can rank them all.
But we're really only looking, I guess, to the ones North Florida kind of deal.
Yeah. I'll provide that.
I think that's a pyramid.
Not much point in looking at Fort Lauderdale, is it?
No.
Be nice.
That's all I have. Oh, and just thanks for rescheduling the meeting.
It's been nice to have it at 3. All right. Any persons wishing to appear? All right. Anybody, any comments from the peanut gallery? Motion to adjourn?
So
all right. Got some Biddles back there.
Did these come from Bruce?
Yes.
I know you did. Automatically, I had it on my calendar to leave the office at 3:30, and I left at 2:30 as I did so. Obviously, decided to crank up my airplane. We were up at the Mayo Clinic and saw your sign.